2. Exercise 1. Page 120.
History's Greatest Mystery. In the early 19th century, historians knew a lot about ancient Greece and ancient Rome, but they knew very little about ancient Egypt. This was because they didn't understand hieroglyphs. Hieroglyphs were small pictures, like modern emojis. The ancient Egyptians used them to write their language. In the early 19th century, hieroglyphs were one of history's greatest mysteries. All of this changed, though, with the Rosetta Stone. In 1798, the famous French general Napoleon attacked Egypt with his army. A year later, on the 15th of July 1799, some French soldiers were repairing a fort near the city of Rosetta when they found a large stone with ancient writing in a wall. They thought that it was important, so they brought it to some experts in Cairo to check. The stone had the same text in three different types of writing: ancient Greek, hieroglyphs, and demotic, another type of ancient Egyptian writing. The text was about the life of Ptolemy V, a king that ruled from 204 to 180 BCE. The experts could understand ancient Greek, so now they had the chance to understand hieroglyphs. Soon, language experts around Europe started studying the Rosetta Stone. It wasn't easy, though. Some of the hieroglyphs were sounds, like letters in modern languages, but some hieroglyphs meant complete words or ideas, like we use emojis. It took more than 20 years to understand hieroglyphs. Working alone, Jean-François Champollion, an expert in ancient languages, was the first person to break the code. On the 14th of September, 1822, he ran into his brother's office in Paris and shouted, "I've got it!" Then he fainted. Finally, historians could read hieroglyphs and discover the secrets of ancient Egypt.